By popular request, I've been asked to sing another song. I won't tell you who said it. But this is a song that the man who sang it for me said that it's very interesting, and you had to listen very carefully. I collected it from Joe Walsh up on Prince Edward Island, and there are three characters in it. There is Fogan, our hero. There is Sandy, a blacksmith. And there is Lachlan Ban.
All right.
Good. So, there lived in Bonnie, Scotland, a man named McAleer. And plenty means and ways he had of land and working gear. But he had the queerest notions. They were like perpetual motion or the waves that rock the ocean. Don't you know what I mean? He liked the men, his neighbors, and the girls, boys, both one and all. But he could not stand the capers of the women, great or small. Not a woman could he bear then. How the girls, they did scare him, but they schemed and tried to snare him. Don't you know what I mean? Now Fogan was his christened name, and Fogan was in need of a mare to match his sandy mane of equal strength and speed. And he knew where one was handy that would suit him like a dandy. So he went to blacksmith Sandy, don't you know what I mean? Oh, well, now, said Fogan, come listen unto me. I'm looking for a mare to buy, so I have come to thee. Lachlan Banny has the very mare. If it wasn't for the women there, I'd go and ask his terms, don't you know what I mean? Oh, well, now, said Sandy, I'll do the best I can. I'll see the women safe away and then see Lachlan Ban. You can call there at your pleasure tonight if you have leisure, for the mare, she is a treasure. Don't you know what I mean? So Fogan, he went home then, a contented, happy man. That evening he went over to see neighbor Lachlan Ban. The old man was kind and civil, while upstairs the women sniveled, for the blacksmith played the devil. Don't you know what I mean? Oh, well, now, says Fulgen, my business I need not tell, for Sandy has already told how I like her very well. Oh, I like her breed and color. She is everything that's nice. I will water, brush, and bedder, keep her in stormy weather, and in daytime out on tether. Don't you know what I mean? In the name of God, said Lachlan, what's come over you at all? Sure, we never intended selling her like cattle in the fall. She has plenty things to fit her and something to take with her, but 'tis we will sorely miss her. Don't you know what I mean? I do not need your presence, said Fogan McAleer. I can pay good money down for her and find her working gear. If you keep her in the stable, it is now I will be able for to pay you on the table. Don't you know what I mean? We don't keep her in the stable, but upstairs she's snug and dry. I will call her down this minute, since the two of you are in it. 'Tis yourselves that should begin it. Don't you know what I mean? So he hollered out for Mary, while poor Fogan stood amazed. With beads of sweat upon his brow, on Lachlan Ban he gazed. But he had no time for thinking, it was done as quick as winking, and poor Fogan's heart was sinking. Don't you know what I mean? When Mary came into the room, her father to her did say, I suppose your mother told you what brought Sandy here today. Then Mary blushed a rosy red, and Fogan raised his drooping head. His bashfulness was over, don't you know what I mean? So though things turned out contrary, not the mare he got, but Mary. But he got the mare with Mary, don't you know what I mean?